Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Hello.
Hi, Carl. So did you make it back on the plane okay?
I certainly did. I even survived the in-flight meal relatively unscathed.
Oh, so there was no low talker at security this time?
Nope, I just breathed through.
Well, you must look trustworthy, Mr. Madden.
Well, either that or they're just glad to get rid of me.
Oh, don't say that. I thought it was great having you here in the States.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really nice of you to say.
It meant for a while there I wasn't the craziest person on this continent.
Hey!
Oh, Carl, you know I'm only kidding.
I'm not so sure. Those poor folks in that bar saw me doing karaoke. I think they thought I was pretty mad.
Oh, yes, I'd forgotten about that.
My mate showed me the video later.
Wait, what? There's video?
Huh?
Your mate recorded it?
Sorry, what?
Oh my gosh, there's a video!
Oh, no, of course not. That'd be so embarrassing if such a thing existed.
Madden, are you telling me fibs?
No, honest.
Carl?
What?
Is there video?
No.
Carl?
No!
Carl and Madden? Oh my gosh! There's video. There's a video. I want to see it. I so want to see it.
Oh, no. No one is seeing that video. I mean, like, ever.
Oh, it's out there, King Carl. I'll find it. You know I'll find it.
You can't. You'll never find it. As God is my witness, that darn thing will go with me to my grave. No one should ever be exposed to the horrors of that file. I'll make sure it's hidden from the world so no more innocent people will ever get hurt. Trust me. I have top men working on it now.
Who?
Top men.
Hello everyone and welcome to another edition of Worlds Apart. My name's Missy.
And I'm Carl. Now that was awful. That doesn't even sound like a British accent.
I have no idea what that was.
It was awful. Can we just start this again?
Okay. Beep. Take two.
Oh my gosh. All right. I can't do it. If it's not Missy Poppins, I can't do it. So sorry.
I'm leaving that in, by the way.
Hi, everyone. I'm Missy.
And I'm Carl. And welcome, after a week away, back to Worlds Apart, where we discover the differences, we discuss the differences and distinctions of our diverse dominions, which is always fun.
Oh, what a darling description that was. That's all I have to add to these. Sorry. That's it. Darling description.
That's good enough for me. So how you all been? Right. How you been, Missy? How you been on this week away?
This week away, I've been good. I've been busy. I've been busy because you just returned from Florida and I am going to Florida on Wednesday.
I see. Rub that in.
I know. I'm going to rub it in real good.
Thank you.
So you know how it is when you go out of town, you have to work really hard to get out of town and then you have fun and then you come back and then you pay the price for being out of town because your workload is in spite of you working really hard to get out of town. So I'm going to enjoy every last second of it. So I've been working, to answer your question, which I haven't yet, I've been working very hard lately for that reason. And how about you, Carl?
Oh, went back to work and they've just had me working like a worker incessantly.
How dare they?
How dare they? Just because they pay me wages. It's disgusting.
Just because it's your job.
I know.
Man, the nerve. Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want me to talk to them?
I think you should.
Write a note?
Just like the U.S. Customs person, you got me in there. I think you should have a word with my boss.
I could do it. I have my ways, Carl Madden.
I've heard this, and I've seen the site. Anyway.
Oh, that's not right.
So.
Go ahead there, Carl.
So coming back, we have some few reviews, and these ones are from the American site because someone, mentioned no names, finally decided to check the iTunes library in her own country.
Oh, I know, I am so bad. Well, you know, I am your go-to tech girl, and as your go-to tech girl, that doesn't mean I necessarily read reviews. I just simply answer questions and give you advice, but I need to be more on the iTunes reviews. I was so happy to see we had US reviews.
So was I. I thought we hadn't had any.
I did too. It was just, I'm sorry. I'll be better.
So let's kick one off straight away.
All right, straight away.
That's it. Jump on me straight away. I just said it.
Straight away. Thank you. All right, good. That was Australian.
So here we go. This is from Chasey Dog. Brilliant. After three episodes, easily the most entertaining podcast on either side of the pond. Can't wait until they reveal to us Yanks the meaning of Bob's your uncle.
We did Bob's your uncle. And I believe Chasey Dog, it's in our second episode. Is that right?
Yep.
Our second one.
There was something about nepotism, if I remember correctly.
I seem to recall you telling me that that it is mandatory in England that everyone have a male child named Robert.
That's right. That's true as well. That still hasn't changed.
That's what I thought. So really, Chasey Dog, that's the reason why. Yeah, right. I learned that wasn't true. Hey, can I read the next one, Carl?
I'm waiting for you to.
Woohoo! This is my new favorite podcast. Me too. Typically only listen to tech shows. I wonder if he listens to mine. He didn't say anything.
I bet he does.
Typically only listen to tech shows, but decided to give this a listen after subscribing to a couple of other podcasts on the British Tech Network, and I have to say I'm hooked. Missy and Carl blend so well together. Missy's a little over the top. I'm sure I don't know what you mean, reviewer. And Carl kind of laid back.
Cool.
It's all that beer.
Uh-huh. That's me laying flat normally.
Funny, entertaining, and informative. This is one of those shows you hate when it ends and can't wait for the next episode. Darren Altman. Darren, thank you. That's quite the review, Carl.
Thank you very much. And here is the next episode. We're on it. We're doing it. It's live. It's happening.
I think Darren's happy. Look at, oh my gosh. Darren, this is for you. This show is dedicated to Darren and Chasey Dog. Chasey, that's a fun name, Chasey Dog. That's a very fun name. You want to hear a funny story?
Go on in.
Do you have Walgreens in England?
No. It's a chemist, isn't it?
A chemist?
You're going to, yes, we call them chemists.
What's
we
a
don't
chemist?
Call them pharmacies.
Is someone who teaches school? Oh, a pharmacist is a chemist?
Yeah.
Kind of sounds Breaking Bad when you say that. Like a chemist. Oh, isn't that cute? Oh, yeah, we call them pharmacists.
Every week.
Go on then. Walgreens is a pharmacy, and it's like you can buy food, little bits, you know, it's like a convenience store kind of thing. And I get prescriptions from there. And I got a letter in the mail probably 4 years ago, and it was addressed to Shunka Dog. And I thought, what on earth? And it came to me at my address, and I opened it up, had my last name, and I opened it up, and it was a pharmacy card to Shunka Dog with my address on it. I was so happy to have gotten it. It's still in my wallet. So Chasey Dog, this Shunka Dog understands the need for those fun names.
You don't use it as ID to buy beer, do you, by any chance?
Shunka Dog. My friends call me Shunka D. They really do. It's a long story. I don't know really why I shared that with you just now, other than Chasey Dog. I love that name. His review. All right.
Mad. So I'm back. I'm back in England. I've had my taste of Florida for 10 days, and I thoroughly loved it. But unfortunately, I had to come back to this darn country, this darn heat-soaked country.
You have castles, Carl Madden.
I saw a few castles in Florida, made out of plastic, maybe, but, you know, I'm still there.
I know, but they're not real castles. They're faux castles. We don't count those. So is there anything – what do you miss the most about your trip? What do you miss the most?
Well, now, if it was 9 o'clock over there, 10 o'clock now is when we record this, I would be in that pub. I'd be in that pub having some ice-cold pitchers. And loving every moment of it.
Hub.
I did.
What song did you sing?
Pardon?
What song did you sing in the karaoke? I want to know.
I sung Monkey's Daydream Believer. And then Tony Christie's Show Me the Way to Amarillo.
Oh, that's so American.
Yeah, and there's a third one as well. What the hell was the third one? Mind you, I was very drunk by the third one.
No, really?
Yeah.
See, I can't imagine that you in a pub with, you know, people bringing you pictures that you would be loopy. Gosh, that's unusual.
Oh, come on. What was it? It was Leonard Skinner, Sweet Home Alabama. That was the other one. So I'd done like three American songs while I was there.
And then, really?
They were crying for me to stop.
Yeah, right. I'm sure you had the whole pub singing with you.
Don't give him the mic again, for God's sake.
Yeah. So, in Florida, did you have any of your beloved curry?
We found two, not one. We found two curry houses.
Two ones.
One was called Passage to India. Or Passage of India, but it was rather shady looking, and I was rather scared about what it might do to my passage if I ate there.
So did you not eat there?
We didn't eat that one, no. But I found another one called Clay Oven, and I had it, and I ordered an American curry, and exactly what I order over here.
But it wouldn't be an American curry, right?
Well,
it
would still just
be curry. You can't say British curry, American curry.
No, okay. It was
Carl.
Curry served in America to
there
a Brit.
Did an American serve it to you, or was it very authentic?
It was an Asian guy with an American accent
serving you curry.
Mm-hmm.
Only in America.
And you know what?
Wow.
I got it.
Is
home.
It good?
So we got it back to the house, and I'm thinking, oh God, I'm taking one here. I'm taking one for the team.
Yes, you are.
I opened it up, laid it all out, took my first taste, and it was lovely.
Was it as lovely as
it was definitely on par with
curry of your homeland?
Back home. The only thing that was weird, the only thing that was different were the poppadoms. Poppadoms tasted a bit funny, but everything else was perfect.
What's a poppadom?
It's like a big crisp or chip.
Potato chip.
Yeah, you could. So, and they just fry it quickly, and then you sort of crack it open and dip it in mango chutney and lime pickle. And oh, it's lovely.
Lime pickle.
Don't ask me what that is.
I don't think I want to know. Hey, I do have a question, though, for you. Speaking of food, let's just really go off topic here. But someone asked me I think it was our friend Peter on Twitter, said to ask Carl on the next Worlds Apart. I posted on – I'm like addicted to Instagram, right? I Instagram the heck out of everything.
I hadn't noticed.
It's like – I don't even know. It's a bad obsession that I have with Instagram, as though everybody wants to know everything I'm doing. No, they don't. But yet I posted anyway. Anyway, I posted blueberry waffles that I made. Oh. And Peter said, ask Carl on the next Worlds Apart, what does the term waffling mean, or to waffle in Brit speak? So I wanted to ask, because I figured that you would tell me if it was another fun little British thing where we're different.
Well, all it means is you're talking too much. You're waffling on. You're just talking too much about nothing in particular. Just waffling.
He said that about me, didn't he, Peter?
I don't know. I didn't see the context of the discussion.
I'm seeing it now in my mind, and I'm thinking he did.
That Peter's a bit cheeky, though, so maybe.
Oh, I need to give him a Twitter on that. Tweet, I guess. Jeez Louise.
You can send him a waffling tweet.
I can waffle like nobody's business. You know that. Boy, try to stop my waffling. I waffle in my sleep. All right. Good golly. So your curry was good. Curry was not a disappointment. The Clay Oven there in Orlando, you highly recommend.
Oh, yes. Very nice.
I kind of didn't do any curry yet.
You told me you had one down the road from you. You only suddenly realized, oh, look, I've got a curry house 2 yards away from my house.
I know. I'm so ashamed. I dropped the ball. Maybe I'll curry tonight, you know?
Maybe
tonight will be a curry night.
Maybe, but no.
I just don't know what to get. That's my problem is, you know, you see this list of, yes, I have a curry place by me. And I've always been a little frightened to go there, but I need to do it. Oh, I'm so ashamed now. I'm sorry.
It's always by the next show.
But I ate a lot of donuts. I don't know if that helps. Does that make up for anything? It's National Donut Day in the United States.
No way.
It's like Christmas.
No way.
It's like a major holiday. Oh, yes way. Got a dozen donuts with maple and a strip of bacon across it. Honest, my hand to God, they're on my... I Instagrammed the heck out of those donuts.
They're on your hips now. I don't know about anywhere else.
Oh, my. Yeah, I know. I went to try on swimsuits today, and I was like, why did I eat those donuts? I should have just strapped them to me. That's where they're going to go.
With the swimsuits.
I didn't glue these to my person. Yeah, so I'll have to do the curry. So please forgive me. Am I forgiven for dropping my curry ball?
Yeah, okay. I'll forgive you this time. Not next week. Well, not next week, because we probably haven't got a show. We'll see.
No.
You're going away again, aren't you? So we're going to have another break.
Well, I'm not going away again, but again, I'm just going away. this is my only going away. But think of all the wonderful stories I'll have to share.
Well, yes, I hope so.
Yeah. Oh, you know it.
On one day, I laid on the beach. On the second day, I laid on the beach on the other side.
And then I took a boat, and then I ate shrimp, and then I dug my toes into the sugar fine, warm white sand. Oh!
No, I don't know.
I'm shaking like a chihuahua just thinking about it. Oh my gosh. Holy moly. So the curry was good. The beer was good. Did you try beer at the airport?
Oh my God. If you want to get ripped off, have a beer at the airport. $10 for one beer.
Well, can you buy beers at the British airports or airports in the UK? Do they sell beers?
Oh yeah. Not $10 worth though. Crying out loud. Talk about trapped, but there you go.
It's exactly. Well, you know, one of my favorite airport ads in our local airport is a advertisement for the newspaper, and it says, because you're going to want to read something while you eat that $5 hot dog. And I thought, they do. Once you get through security, you're not leaving again.
Nope.
Uh-uh. You just, going through security is enough of a hassle, so they know that you're willing to pay $10. Was it ice cold?
It was fairly cold. It wasn't as good as back, you know, where I just left.
What are you going to do? You're at the airport. You're not leaving. You're just going to pay it and drink it.
You've gone through security. They've made you take your shoes off. You've gone through the smelly feet zone.
Did they put you in the box where it goes shoo, shoo, and the air goes on you? Is that the kind? Have you done that?
No.
What's that? It's exciting. Oh, you go in and they enclose you in this thing. And then this air kind of puffs on you. Puff, 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 like that. And then once it puffs, it detects any kind of hazardous materials, shall I say, on your shoes, on your hands. Mm-hmm. In addition to being a metal detector, it's pretty high tech. I would felt sure they'd have that coming into the country in Orlando, but I guess not.
No. So does it detect donuts? They're pretty hazardous.
I could never travel. Ever. Oh, you don't need that. You can just see the powdered sugar, you know, bits on my shirt.
That would look.
Yeah. You could just do a visual and see that. Holy moly. So smelly feet at the airport.
Oh, it stinks, yes.
Are your feet smelly?
No, what are you saying? Why'd you go there?
I was just asking. I just was asking. Mine aren't either. We should have our own separate non-smelly feet section.
Oh, yes. Hole in the sock, though, that's most embarrassing when you take your shoe off and you got a hole in your sock, but there you go.
It is. Well, I always travel without the something slip on and off really easy. But they have to like take out your computer and they have to take your jewelry off and your belt buckle off. Well, at least I do. And then my glasses are always on top of my head because that's where I put my sunglasses and I forget they're there. And then you try to joke with them and they're not the funniest lot.
No, don't joke with them.
I try just to be nice. You know, I'm not making like security jokes. I'm just joking. They're not. I'm not going to see them at the local improv club anytime soon. Those TSA agents, I'm just saying. Guys, lighten up. It's okay. You can be nice and funny and care about security. That's all I mean.
Well,
right, Carl?
They let me through. That's all I was happy about. They let me through unhindered.
Unhindered. And so you got back to England. Was it hotter, colder? How was it weather-wise compared to what you had been experiencing?
I left when it was peeing down over here, and I walked back into a heat wave, and it's not stopped since I got back.
Oh, do you have air conditioning?
No, because we don't have air conditioning.
Really? You don't have air conditioning?
No, we just sweat.
Holy mackerel.
That's our own natural air conditioning.
So is it that you just don't need it? It's just not ever that hot except for right now when you do need it?
Yes. It's like I've got a convertible, which I can use like 4 times a year.
Hmm. A convertible?
Oh, yeah.
You mean a car?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
What else would it be? I've got a convertible room. The whole roof lifts off.
God, no.
You said it.
What I meant is that you know how they have those fans that you can convert into air conditioners where you fill them with water and they blow them out and they cool down the room?
Nope.
All right, then. Okay, well, I know it. I didn't mean like your whole roof, although that would be really cool. That like those retractable roofs, like at the sport arenas, like the football fields and whatnot.
Oh, don't mention.
Do you have those there? Well, I guess you wouldn't need them, would you? Because it rains all the time. Ours, they do. They have retractable roofs that open up. Ah, and then they enclose them for bad inclement weather and open them up. It's pretty cool.
Is that when they're playing girly rounders?
Baseball. Yes. They can. Oh, so I'm sorry you came back to a heat wave. Is it supposed to break anytime soon?
Oh, no, it's not. There's nothing wrong with a heat wave. It's just when you've got to work through it as well, it's not as much fun as just walking around an amusement park, is it?
Well, does it happen every summer?
No.
Or is this unusual?
This is unusual.
Okay.
It's like rain for 3 months.
You know what? I hate being hot. And I don't use the word hate often, but I hate being really hot unless there's a body of water nearby.
Which you can leap into.
Yes.
Fully clothed.
I could. I'm just saying that it's just, you know, when you're cold, you can put clothes on and you can get warm. But when you're hot, you could strip buck naked and you're still hot. So as long as there's a body of cooler water to jump into, be it a pool or the ocean, which I'm going to be at in just a few days, then it's okay. But where I'm going, Florida, the water is like bath water. In the summertime, the water temperature is like around 82, 85 degrees. Seriously. So there's really, you just walk from, you don't, there's no temperature difference between the air and the water. It's just
rather confusing all of a sudden.
No, it's just warm. It's the Gulf of Mexico. So it's warm and clear and wonderful.
And
I'm just a little excited.
Yeah. This is making me feel so much better about being back home.
I'll send you lots of pictures.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you'll be Instagramming the hell out of it, I know.
I will. Oh, look. Beep. Every 5 seconds, beep. Ugh. I don't know if Instagram beeps, but if it does, I'll be beeping, that's for sure.
Yes. And even if it doesn't, you'll just be doing it anyway.
Yeah, just I'll make my own beeps. That's right. Yeah, no, that'll be fun. Well, I'm pretty sure that Florida misses you. I'm pretty sure that pub misses
you. I bet Jake is still in business.
Plummeted. May was such a good end. They did their EOM and they're like, oh, this was just a great month compared to May 2011.
Are you suggesting I drink a little?
A little? I'm suggesting that you drink a little. Yes, I am. I think they're feeling the effects of you being gone. They should have put your picture on the wall. Did they all say goodbye to you when you left?
They did. It was very touching. And they all knew my name. They all knew my name by the time I left. It was like cheers. It was weird. I was like Norm.
Oh, my. They knew your name. They should have put you on the wall, like in a frame. And you signed it. Best wishes, Carl Madden.
The drunk.
I suspect you hold your beer quite well.
I do, especially if I've got a really big glass.
Ba-dum-bum. Good golly. Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm glad. And you got to ride rides. You were saying that you weren't able to ride a couple rides because you were so bloody tall.
Yes, I would like to point out it was my height that stopped me from getting in the ride, not my girth. Although some of the ones I did go on terrified the hell out of me.
Did you do Jurassic Park?
I did Jurassic Park.
Was it fun?
It was interesting because it was terrifying for me because as we got round and I know that big waterfall drop things come in and they're saying you're going to get soaked. I suddenly realised I had my phone in my pocket and I thought, oh God, there goes my phone. Fortunately, I managed to get it out and survive and hide it, and it survived, thank God. But here's the thing. Never sit next to me on one of these rides if you're a small person. Because when I got into the little boat thing, the woman comes along and she pushes the bar down to make sure we're all safe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? She pushes it down on me, and like it goes about two clicks and stops. And this poor little girl next to me.
Oh, you're the measure of how far down that bar she's go.
She's not had a gap.
Baby. Did you hold on to her?
No, because I've been told off for doing that in the past. No, she looked quite terrified when we got to that drop, and she just lifted out of her seat virtually.
Oh. And I was going to say, well, you'd be great on a water ride because you could just, like, you know, shield everybody.
Well, are you?
It's okay, everybody. I'll take the water.
That's another fat joke, isn't it?
No, that was height, not girth. Oh my goodness! But it's kind of cool, huh? When the T-Rex comes out and you're like, oh, there's a T-Rex going to get me, and then you drop
and you plummet.
Oh, it's not a plummet.
It is a plummet. I felt my weight just lift off me.
That's not even nothing, Madden. Did you keep your hands up?
No.
Hands up, like on a roller coaster.
I can't do that.
It's that extreme moment of weightlessness. You just go, okay, I don't think I'm going to fly out of here. I'm keeping my – I always put my hands up on roller coasters.
You're loony.
Well, yeah, but you knew that before you heard that about my hands going up. That shouldn't surprise you in the least. Oh, man. Well, good. Well, I'm glad that you were able to ride some and you did the Harry Potterville.
Well, I walked down Harry Potterville, yes.
Did you get butterbeer?
No, I didn't. I couldn't get it. It was only two people selling it, and the queues were huge. It was like being back in Britain again for that little bit.
The queues.
Those
darn queues. Oh.
It wasn't lines. It was a queue. People were patiently saying, oh, I want my butterbeer.
I want my butterbeer, but I'm willing to wait in this queue to get it.
I wasn't. Because a little way further down, there's a little, like, food place, and they were serving real beer. So that got my attention.
Oh, you're like, forget the butterbeer stuff. I don't blame you. I don't know why I think it tastes like butterscotch. I don't know why I have that.
Because it looks like butterscotch when they're pouring it.
It's kind of golden, yellow.
Mm. And syrupy, it looks like. I don't know.
It's syrupy.
If any of our listeners have had it, you need to write in and tell us what it tastes like.
Tell us what butterbeer sounds like.
Sounds like.
It tastes like. I mean, tastes like.
You can tell us what sounds like as well.
You know, I was thinking as I was saying that sometimes my brain works faster than my mouth. Not often. I was thinking about the mead at the bash.
Oh, yes. Apparently it was delivered today.
Oh. I'm so upset by that.
What, that we're going to have mead?
Yeah, that I'm not going to have mead. Maybe you can save some mead. Can you save some mead for me in like a little
cup? How long?
Can you ship mead? I wonder how much it would be to ship mead to me.
You're saying ship, right? I'm just making sure. That...
Yes, to ship me some mead.
Okay.
Oh, Carl, now I realize what you think I said. I would never say that.
No.
I'm a good girl. I am. Oh, my gosh.
Anyway.
Well, I'm glad that it was a successful trip. I'm glad that all was well. It didn't rain the whole time. That you didn't go on the mummy ride. That you got to try American curry.
Mm-hmm. One weird thing. I heard about this before I went, but it wasn't until I was out shopping on my own one day that I actually encountered it. I know we've joked in the past about the European vacation where you get stuck on the roundabout and just goes round and round and round and round.
Mm-hmm.
Four-way intersections with stop signs. What's that about then? As a Brit, being polite, I could have been there all day.
Okay, but this is what I don't understand. You say that Brits are so polite, and I think you're polite too. But when we talked about going to the cinema, also known as the movies, and after waiting in the queue, also known as lines, and people would talk in the theater, but that's not polite. That's not a polite Brit thing to do.
Yeah, but they're not nice people, that's all. I'm a nice person, so I go to. I come to a four-way intersection when there's three other cars approaching, and I'm like going, oh, you go.
No. This is how you do it. And I don't really know what the rule is for having a four-way they're called four-way stops. And this is how I was taught when I was taught to drive many moons ago, is that you go there and then you look to see who's there first. And then you go, okay, you go, now you go, now I go. Now you kind of do that just in the order that the cars got there.
Wow. I got to say, that's the most boringest four-way I've ever heard of.
Oh, I think it works out great.
Yeah, well, most of them do, but yeah.
Oh, so did you sit at a four-way stop forever, letting people in?
I was there for a fair while before I thought, sod this, I'm going.
Sod this? When you sod something, what does that mean?
It means you don't care.
Sod it. Like earth sod?
Kind of, but not really. Don't ask me what it means.
Why? Do you not know?
Oh, no, because it's an abbreviation of something.
Oh, sod is an S-O-D?
Yeah.
Or is it an abbreviation for a longer word that has sod in it?
Yes. The last one you said, sorry.
Sod.
Don't.
Sod it. Sod.
No, don't. Everyone who's probably listening now is hearing it in their heads apart from Missy.
Sod off. Nope. I used to think it was sod, like S-A-W-E-D, sod. But it's not. It's sod like dirt, like soil. Mm-hmm. Soil off.
Sod off.
I don't know. Sod off. It's sod off, right? Not sod out.
Oh, God. Sorry, Ewan.
Is that right? You use the off. You know how I'm trying to get my little Britishisms together.
Yeah, it's a little. Sod off. Why are they all expletives, though?
Sod this.
Stop it.
Ewan says it, you say it, everyone says it, so.
I'm going to need that green counter that we've got now on the show.
Oh, it's not that bad. You said it yourself.
I said it once.
So you just said, sod off, I'm not waiting at this stop sign. And you just took off, and then you figured out that you just have to let people go, and then you go, and then your four-way will be fine.
Anyway.
Yeah, they work out fine. I've got one right by my house.
Sorry.
It's all okay. Good.
No, I'm not even going to venture.
Carl Madden.
Sorry. I've got a dirty...
Are you being cheeky?
No, to the extreme.
To the extreme cheek. Oh, my goodness. Well, gosh. I'm glad you're home safe. I'm glad I'm going next week. It'll be great.
You're getting me a present, by the way.
Hmm?
Get me a present while you're away.
What do you want me to bring you back?
I have no idea. I had nothing prepared. I just thought I'd ask.
All right. I'll see if I can find something quintessentially Florida.
Don't bring me
land
sand.
Of my birth. It's true. I can't even tell you. I just like the way Florida smells. Didn't it smell good? Did it smell good to you, Florida?
It smelled clean.
It smells like the Gulf, and it smells like the sea and sun. Oh.
Except outside the clay oven, it smelled like curry.
Do you like shrimp? Do you eat shrimp? A lot of shrimp in England? Do you get shrimp in England? Do you have English shrimp?
We have prawns.
Prawns. We have prawns. And those are big shrimp. Okay. Well, Gulf Coast.
Oh,
see, you all can't see on the podcast, but... Carl just keeps shaking his head. We're Skyping this, and he just keeps shaking his head, covering his eyes. Oh, sorry, Carl. Sorry about that.
Only when you do your English accent on me.
Of your prawns.
That was the chair, though. That wasn't me, by the way.
All right. So are they harvested right there, or do you ship them in? Do you have prawn water around you?
I think they're shipped, actually, to tell you the truth. I think they're frozen somewhere like Japan or somewhere, and they're shipped over here.
That's what I thought. See, but on the Gulf, you can get Gulf Coast shrimp. And I promise you that when you cook them, even if you cook them in your house, even because I have some right now in my freezer, and when you defrost them and then you saute them like with some butter and garlic, the whole house just smells like the Gulf. It smells like you're right there on the beach. And if you like that smell, it's great. Some members of my family do not. And so it's not good, but I think it's fabulous. I would wear it like as a perfume.
Oh, the prawn.
Okay, Gulf. Hey, she smells good. She
scent
smells
of shrimp.
Like Mexico. Scent of shrimp. Scent of the sea. Yeah, so it'll be very good. So I'll make sure to take lots of pictures and have lots of fun experiences.
Something to look forward to.
Yep.
And do you know what else we look forward to?
What?
The continuing support of our wonderful guys at UK2.net.
I wish I could put them in a perfume bottle and psh, psh.
Smell like UK2.net, do you?
Oh, because I'm sure they smell lovely.
I'm sure they do. They really do keep us on the air, and they bring us every week, well, apart from last week, every week to you. If you could show our appreciation, your appreciation for them, just simply go to our website, scroll down and find the link for UK2.net, follow it through and buy any of their wonderful services they've got. And we've got some voucher codes for you if you so wish to use them.
Yes, we do.
And as Missy found out last time, anyone in the world can use these.
Ta-da!
So if you put a voucher code in of British Tech and follow it by one of the following, DNS, you'll get free DNS for up to 2 years. Domains, 20% of your domain registration. So we can register MrsGoingToFlorida.com or MrsGoingToFlorida and Cole's Not a Least Bit Jealous About It.com. Because it's true.
Sorry.
Still. Carrying on. VPN will get you 50% off your first month of VPN. Server will get you £50 off any gigabit server on any contract length. That's an online deal only, I'm afraid. You can't ring up and get that one. And VPS will get you first month free when purchasing an entry-level VPS system.
Those are exciting. Those are exciting specials. Yes, UK2.net, they're wonderful. We couldn't do what we do without UK2.net. So please, please, please support them. And if you guys have suggestions for show ideas, we would so love to hear them, wouldn't we, King Carl?
Absolutely. You can get us. Probably the quickest way is on our email address, which is missyandcarl@gmail.com.
That's right. And if you've got reviews, you want to head on over to iTunes and find us either in the States or in the UK.
And if you do the States one, Missy might actually check it once in a while.
I will. I promise. I'm going to check it all the time now that I realize the error of my ways. And you want to leave us a review? We would love that. We would love that. You can leave us, it could even be two words, great show or awful show. No, don't say that.
Well, stop
that
now.
Stop now. Don't quit your day jobs. No, don't put that. That wouldn't be nice. You have to be nice. I don't want to give a disapproving look here on the podcast.
No, you don't. I've had several of those. You don't want one.
It's not good. You don't want to do that. Well, Carl, this was fun. I'm sorry, everyone, that again, we're going to have a little break for a week, but I assure you that I will be frolicking about on Florida's white beaches and experiencing lots of new things and fun things to share with you on our next show.
You just love rubbing that in, don't you?
I'll be frolicking.
Frolicking.
I'm a frolicker.
I know. I've seen the page. Oh, God.
Is this where the sod off comes in?
That would be quite apt.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for joining us. We hope you have a great week ahead.
See you next time. Cheerio.
Bye.
Bye.